Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Did you guys hear about Cha Sa Soon?
Yes.
No, seriously, I just read this on the internet today and I thought it was funny, but there's a South Korean woman named Cha Sa Soon.
It's Cha Sa Soon?
She's back in the news?
She's 68 years old, but she's taken and failed her driving test 775 times over the past 4 years. She spent over $7,000, or about $7,000, taking driving tests.
Is this here in the United States, or is this in South Korea?
It's in South Korea.
She can't even get a license in South Korea?
No. So that's pretty bad when she's an Asian woman, and she's too bad of a driver to be an Asian woman driver in
Asia,
South Korea.
Which is in Asia.
Yeah.
Wow. No, yeah. I didn't hear about that. But don't they just drive, like, donkeys? Like, I thought, well, maybe not donkeys. That's Mexico. But don't they just, like, carry you around in a cart in Asia? Like, they have one person with one of those weird hats on pulling a cart, and you sit in the cart?
Isn't what are those called?
Gondolas?
No,
land gondolas.
No, they have a specific name that I can't think of for whatever reason.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Is that what your license is for in Asia?
No, they have actual cars in South Korea. Okay. But it says that she spent more than 10 million won, which is comparable to 6,800 U.S. dollars.
10 million is 6,800?
They even break it down. One U.S. dollar is equal to 1,470.8 won.
That must be awesome for them to get a dollar then.
Why are other countries like that? Where instead of just having a low increment of money being one, instead it's like, well, this will be worth 1,470.
Do you want the real answer? Do you want me to break down the economics for you, or do you want me to make a joke right now?
I don't. Neither. Whatever you have the energy for.
I'll go with Chris.
Why don't we go to countries like Korea and just buy the whole country? Because it seems like I could afford the country with what I have in my wallet right now.
How many won do you have in your wallet right now, Chris?
I'm easily a multi-trillionaire.
Chris is the South Korean Bill Gates.
I'm Bill Gate. Do you guys ever think about how little you know and how old you are? It seems like
you mean us specifically? Like, is that an insult?
No, I'm talking about all of us.
Yeah, no,
like,
I know.
We're all like getting kind of close to 30, you know.
Yeah,
and I've wasted a few years without learning anything. You know, I mean, meaningless trivia facts and shit like that. But you know, there's a thing called quantum mechanics.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of it too. I have no fucking idea what it means. I don't even know what those two words mean individually.
Quantum?
I think of like auto mechanics and quantum leap.
So but,
you know, there's
that
a bunch of shit that we don't even have the slightest idea what it means. I mean, maybe there are people in the world who know this stuff and we're just three idiots and we don't realize it.
But I don't think a large percentage of the world knows quantum mechanics.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either, but we just don't know. I would bet that probably they don't, but I don't even know what it means at all. And I could just as easily right now Google it and find out and end this discussion.
But don't you think that I kind of believe that every person like me and just name some really smart guy.
Danny
Stephen
Savage.
Hawking.
Me and Stephen Hawking, I think, sure, both know the same amount of things, but we just know different types of things.
I disagree.
I don't think so, but I hear
I think
what you're
you
saying.
Probably
I think
know more than
you
Stephen
against
Hawking
the average
about.
Person probably knows more things. Stephen Hawking's a bad example because that guy's old and he's a genius.
That's true. But if you took somebody, okay, let's say Okay, in a couple months, I'll be 28 years old. I think if you take somebody else my same age, somebody my age that has
an education,
like let's say they have a master's degree or something, and I don't have an associate's or anything, but I bet you I know just as many things as that person.
Definitely.
But just different types of things.
They just happen to learn useful things. Big deal.
No, I definitely agree with you. Like, I don't have a college education per se, but anytime I meet someone who does... All right, this is a bad sentence. I work around a bunch of nurses at my new job. Well, I see them from time to time.
Are they naughty
anyway.
Nurses?
Huh?
Are they naughty nurses? Or regular
well,
nurses?
Well, if you call being overweight naughty. Yeah, they cheat on their diets. And, man, to hear them talk, they sound like so goddamn retarded. They sound like so goddamn retarded.
Hang on. You know, this is probably going to sound horrible, but I would rather hang out with a retard than someone who seems like a retard. It's way less awkward, and you feel happier. You know, when you're actually hanging out with an actual retarded person, you don't feel awkward. You feel sad and happy at the same time.
And grossed out.
But when you hang out with someone that's just has the potential to be smart, but they are just basically an idiot, you just feel awkward the whole time. You feel like you have to dumb down your jokes. You feel like the outcast. You know what I mean? Like,
but I feel that way even with some people with college degrees. Like, I feel like I got to dumb down my jokes.
Well, I'll tell Chris, can I bring up a joke that you made?
I don't know. What is it?
It was the joke because Chris works around a lot of people that aren't really all that smart. And
don't talk shit about Troy.
He was talking about there's a girl at his work named Monica, and she has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend calls her Mon.
I always try to make jokes at this place, and they always fall flat. I have never successfully landed a joke at this place, and I thought for sure that this joke was going to be the one to get him.
So Chris is like. Chris said, my boyfriend calls me Mon. And Chris is like, what, is your boyfriend Jamaican?
And everyone was just like, no, he's Mexican. And they're all just kind of confused.
But I think that's
what
really
am I
going
to do? If I try to explain that any further, they'll just get kind of scared and even more confused. Who's that crazy guy keep insisting my boyfriend's Jamaican?
Like, just hand me my calendar and be on your way.
He's not doing
so
that.
So I tried to soften. I was like, come on, you guys know Jamaicans? Have you ever seen Cool Runnings? You know, they always say Mon.
Ben, I have to bring this up. And there's Chris has a theory that at some point, I don't even know how we got into this argument, but we've had this argument a few times about whether or not someone is watching Cool Runnings on VHS right now as we speak. And Chris,
it doesn't have to be VHS.
No, that was our original argument was on VHS, but it then spawned later too, because technology had advanced so much, it changed to just watching Cool Runnings. And Chris was saying like there's probably 10,000 people right now in the world watching Cool Runnings.
No, there's probably that many people in California watching Cool Runnings.
Right now.
Right. What time is it?
9:30.
Well, it's getting kind of late. The kids are, but then still kids that are having trouble sleeping. I could say probably, I would say more than 5,000, less than 10,000 Cool Runnings VHS tapes rolling right now.
VHS? You're going to go VHS still? No way.
Well, I don't know. See, I don't have all the information on VHS to DVD conversion and how. There's a lot of poor sections of California that maybe don't have DVD players yet.
Ben, how many people do you think right now in Sacramento are watching Cool Runnings?
Zero.
That's my point, too. I think maybe one or two tops. And Chris is convinced that...
Do you know how many people there are in Sacramento?
Yeah, but okay, let's say there are 1 million people in Sacramento.
There's nowhere near 1 million, but go ahead.
There are 1 million people in greater Sacramento. So... Let's say 1/10 of them were watching Cool Runnings. That would be 100,000. We know 1/10 of the people in Sacramento are not watching Cool Runnings. 1/100th would be 10,000. That's ridiculous. Not one out of every 100 people is watching Cool Runnings. That's why your math is off, Chris.
Hold on. Can we just agree that one out of every 1,000 people are watching Cool Runnings.
No, I don't. I won't swallow that.
Look, one out of every 10 men is a homosexual. You know how many gay people that is? All right.
Where do you get your facts?
I know.
Well, they say one out of every 10.
Who? The gays?
Who says that?
It doesn't matter. That's not my point. One out of 20. One out of 100. All I'm saying is one out of 1,000.
I'm not going to take that one out of 1,000 people are watching Cool Runnings.
How many people do you think are watching Cool Runnings?
One out of every 200,000 people is watching Cool Runnings.
No way. That's way.
You're crazy. Why would anyone else be watching Cool Runnings? There are so many new movies.
Cool Runnings was a smash hit, and it wasn't that long ago. And Disney movies are hugely popular. John Candy was at the top of his game. Dougie Doug couldn't have been better. He was in his prime. You bring all these forces together. How many people love Jamaicans? Jamaicans are huge. They always do well in the box office. Jamaican comedies.
Listen, Chris, I love...
Kids love Jamaicans.
But I love Billy Madison. I love Napoleon Dynamite. I love Step Brothers. I don't watch them every night. I watch those once every 6 months.
Look, children watch Cool Runnings more than anyone. That's the biggest market. Children are constantly have a VHS running at all times. At my brother's place, they always have one room that's got almost always got a VHS running just in case they need to shoot the kids in there to calm them down.
And what percentage of the time is it Cool Runnings?
They're probably watching Cool Runnings right now. Cool Runnings, when you open the drawer, it's the top case in the drawer. How many times are you going to go to Cool Runnings as your first choice?
Not that many.
Well, my brother loves Cool Runnings.
Well, I think that your research is flawed because you're basing it only on how much your brother forces his kids
how
to watch
Disney
Cool Runnings.
How many Disney movies do you think are on VHS?
A lot. If you want to get and there's all those... I really think probably in Greater LA, which I don't even know how many people Greater LA has, probably 5 or 10 people right now are watching Cool Runnings. Tops.
You're saying just VHS?
I'm saying even on even on cable, even if it's playing on cable. Unless it happens...
Oh, no, forget about cable. Have you ever heard of HBO Family?
Yeah.
Look at how... Seriously, look at how many times HBO Family plays Cool Runnings.
Does it really play Cool Runnings a lot?
I guarantee it does. They're crazy if they don't. And that alone, my God. It's more like one out of every 50 people is watching Cool Runnings.
That's unreasonable. You know you don't believe that. And I swear me and Chris have been arguing about this since we used to live in Sacramento with you, which was, what, 5 years ago?
It hasn't been that long.
That's when the conversation started, didn't it?
I don't know.
I think we first had this argument.
I think it started when Cool Runnings came out.
Yeah, Chris was just... Chris
Back
insisted,
then, it was like every other person was watching Cool Runnings.
Chris insisted just on having it playing on. He bought a different TV and VCR for our house just so Cool Runnings could constantly be on.
Yeah, I don't even think one out of 1,000 people have even heard of Cool Runnings. I know a lot of people that probably have no idea what that movie is.
You think about how many kids are in a household. Okay.
Are you basing everything that happens at your brother's house, though?
Yes, he is.
No. I understand kids. And you think about how many kids are in a household. Any one of them could pop Cool Runnings in the VHS machine at any second.
But
the VHS machine?
I'm not saying they have to watch it from beginning to end.
You're saying it just has to be playing.
Yeah, it just has to be playing.
But if I'm a kid, why the hell do I want to watch Cool Runnings?
Exactly.
Entertaining for kids.
Why? Are you serious?
I'm completely serious. I wouldn't want to watch Cool Runnings at any stage of my life.
Well, you did go through that weird Jamaican stage.
What about during the Winter Olympic Games? Oh, God. Coming up in what? 2010?
Oh, 10. Oh, 10. Yeah.
2010. Cool. 2010.
Actually, that's the time to bring Cool Runnings out on Blu-ray. Olympic times are great for Cool Runnings.
Yeah. In like 2014, are we going to start seeing those commercials on TV? It's like, Disney's opening the vault. Cool Runnings on Blu-ray and DVD.
Well, it probably won't be Blu-ray.
It'll be for a limited time. Yeah,
proudly presents special edition of Cool Runnings with new director's commentary and commentary with John Candy. And
but isn't John Candy dead?
They're going to go into the archive.
They'll just piece it together from words he said. All right. Well, we're running out of time because Chris said we have to be done by 9 because Cool Runnings is coming on the Superstation. So let's call this a podcast. Thank you.